What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
All right, so get ready because this deep dive is a wild ride. You guys sent in so much about the Lemp Mansion, and wow, this is so much more than just like your typical ghost story. You know?
Absolutely.
We're going deep on this one. The family, the tragedies, what makes this place still give people chills even after all these years? It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
So you can't talk about the Lemp Mansion without talking about the Lemps themselves, right? Okay, picture this. It's 19th century St. Louis, breweries everywhere, right? But the Lemps, they weren't messing around. They were building an empire. Mm-hmm. We're talking cutting edge technology for the time, distribution that spanned the whole nation. These guys were the real deal. And here's the thing that always gets me. They built their mansion, this huge fancy estate, right next door to the brewery.
Oh, wow.
Like right next door.
Interesting.
It's almost like they were married to the business, you know?
You know, it's sort of a good point because it really shows how intertwined their lives were with their success. This wasn't just a job. It was their identity. Like you said, they built their lives right next to it. It was a whole legacy built into every single thing they did, every brick, every bottle. Yeah. You could almost call the mansion a monument to that success, really. But, and I think this is important to think about, especially with these stories of wealth and power, were they just these really good businessmen who, you know, made something huge?
Yeah.
Or were they more like robber barons, you know, taking advantage of a system that wasn't exactly fair? I think it makes a difference when we think about their story and why it stuck around.
It really does make you think. So we have this image of a powerful, successful family, right? Living the good life. But then, like you were talking about, comes the fall. And it starts with Frederick, William Sr.'s son, the one who's supposed to take over, you know.
Right.
And he dies young. The sources are all a little unclear. Some say it was just an illness, but then there's this whole like cloud of mystery, whispers about unusual circumstances. It makes you wonder.
It really does.
And then to make things even more tragic, just a few years later, William Sr. takes his own life in the mansion. And to make it even more eerie, he leaves a note, but it doesn't explain much. It just adds to the whole mystery of this family.
That's so interesting because you have to think about like the context, right? It's the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. And back then, people look for reasons, for explanations, especially when bad things happen to rich and powerful people. Curses. That was their go-to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about King Tut's tomb, right? Right. All those stories about a curse. Same thing. People need to make sense of things, especially when you have this much wealth, this much influence, and then suddenly, tragedy.
And that's when William Jr. comes in. Billy, they called him.
Right.
Can you imagine inheriting this, like, crumbling empire right as Prohibition hits?
Talk
about bad timing. He's trying to keep up appearances, you know, that whole Gatsby lifestyle, but the family business is going down the drain. It's got to be a lot of pressure.
You're right. Talk about a ton of pressure. You have the family legacy, societal expectations, money and privilege only go so far when you're dealing with that kind of weight on your shoulders. You know what I mean?
It's heavy stuff. And get this, he ends up taking his own life in the same room as his father.
Wow. Really?
Same room, same way. It's like this house, this room, it almost becomes like this, I don't know, like a magnet for their despair or something.
It's really eerie. It makes you think about the power of a place, you know, how a location gets tied to these events, especially tragic ones. You can't help but wonder if you were in that environment, how much it would affect you.
It's haunting, for sure. And it doesn't stop there. Billy's sister, Elsa Lemp-Wright, she also dies by suicide.
Oh, no.
Officially, it's ruled a suicide. But, you know, it's the Lemps. They're always whispers.
Right, right.
People saying something else happened. Was she another victim of this supposed Lemp curse? Who knows? But what gets me is just how many tragedies happen, one after another. Even if a family is going through tough times, to have this many suicides this close together, it's a lot. It's like they were caught in this downward spiral they couldn't escape.
It really makes you think about how people deal with grief. You know, death is hard enough to wrap your head around, but this much loss, this much you can't explain. It makes sense that people would look for answers anywhere they could find them, even if it means turning to the supernatural.
So we've got all this tragedy, right? This family's fall from grace, like something out of Shakespeare almost, which of course leads us to the heart of it all. The Limp Mansion's reputation, yeah. The ghosts. What are people saying they've seen in that house?
It's interesting. You know, it's like the stories, they kind of follow the family's history in a way. You've got your classic haunted house stuff, people seeing William Sr. pacing around his old office, all restless, or hearing Elsa crying, like these echoes of sadness stuck in the house.
Right. Like their pain is part of the house now.
Exactly. But then you get these other stories, the ones that really stick with you, like the monkey face boy. Sources mention this whole thing about a child hidden away in the attic, kept secret because he looked different. It's chilling, you know?
Yeah.
But even if it's just a story, why that one? Why has it stuck around for so long, you know?
It's such a creepy image.
It is, isn't it? And I think it gets at something about why we tell ghost stories at all. Our brains, we're always looking for patterns, for meaning, even when things don't make sense. So when you're in a place like the Limp Mansion, a place with so much sadness already, any little sound, any shadow, it takes on a whole new meaning.
Because you're already expecting something.
Exactly. And then you add in time, you know?
Yeah.
Time changes things. Tragedy plus time. That's how legends are made. These stories get passed around, details get added, and the line between what's real and what's made up, it starts to disappear. And suddenly you have a ghost story that feels totally real, even if it came from something as simple as, like, the house creaking.
That's true. We do tend to embellish stories, don't we?
For sure. And then you have the evidence, right? Those EVP recordings, the blurry pictures that people say are ghosts. Yeah, some of it's probably easy to explain away, but there are always a few things that make you wonder, you know? Just enough to plant that seed of doubt.
That's what makes it fun, though, right? Trying to figure it out.
Exactly. That little bit of what if, that's what keeps us interested in the paranormal, you know? Those mysteries we can't quite explain, they just draw us in.
You know, it makes you realize, even if you don't believe in ghosts, places like the Limp Mansion, they get to you anyway. This family, their story, all the sadness and mystery, it hits on something deeper, don't you think?
Absolutely. Maybe that's the real legacy of the Limp Mansion. This reminder that sometimes the scariest stories, the ones that stick with you, they're the ones rooted in real life. They make you think about how quickly things can change, you know, about the things we leave behind. And the things we can't explain. It really makes you wonder.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.